See, you're holding Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Come on, start again. The start of the Gemara, come on, start again. Shavuos Maishna Linyan Simcha de Mechayvei, and Linyan Ri, Maishna Linyan Riyah de Ptiri, or Maishna Linyan Simcha de Mechayvei. The Shaila was, again, a Shoita. We're talking about a Cheresh now. Cheresh means somebody that can't hear, or else they can't talk. So he says, for mitzvah, simcha, samatvach, gecha, kalatera, the mechuyib in the mitzvahs. As long as they could do one, either hear or else talk, the mechuyib in mitzvahs. Ma'ashenke, for mitzvahs, oilus riyam, to come to the base of Migdash, that's a potter. The question is why? So Gemara said, goma riyam riyam mehakil. We learn that mitzvahs oilu regal from the mitzvahs of hakil, that there's a mitzvah every moitsoy shmitah, shviyas, the whole Klai Yisrael has come together to hear the Kriyas HaTorah from the Melech. So it says over there, HaKel Esom HuAnoshim VeHanoshim Yataf. Everybody has to come together, the men, the women, and the children. Uksiv, it says in the same parasha over there, Bevoi Kol Yisrael Lirois. So you all come together, turn the regal. So it says the Indian of Oilu Regal, next to the Indian of HaKel, the mitzvah of coming together to hear the Kriyas HaTorah from the Melech. So Gemara says, "V'hosu minolam." How do we know over there by the kriyas of hakil that if you're a cheresh that you can't hear, or else that you can't talk, that you're potter from the mitzvah? How do we know it there? It says over there the mitzvah hakil is leman yishmu or leman yilmudu. It should all come up to Eretz Yisrael to the Beis Hamikdash to hear the Melech read Pasha's Devarim, and it says leman yishmu you should be able to hear, or leman yilmudu you should be able to learn. V'tanya we learned like this. Laman Yishmu. That's what means you have to be able to hear. That means Prat Lamidab of Yena Shemeya. Somebody that could talk, but he can't hear, he's deaf, he's Potter from the Mitzvah Hakil. That he does not have to come on Moitsoy Shemitah, on the end of Sukkis, to come up to hear the Kriyas HaTorah from the Melech. He's Potter from the Mitzvah. So we have a Hekish, just like he's Potter from the Mitzvah Hakil, who had then he's Potter from the Mitzvah Oilu Regal. A person that can't hear does not have the chiyuv on the Gimel Regolim to come up to the Beis Hamikdash. Then the pasuk says, Laman Yilmadu, you have to be able to learn. So, Prat L'Shemei Yevyeinu Medaber. If somebody can hear, but he can't talk, since he can't talk, we learn with the Havaminer is, he can't learn. Somebody that can't talk can't learn. So he's not called Laman Yilmadu. So Gemara says, that true? Lameimer, you want to tell me, Techiloi Mishtoi, somebody that can't talk, even though he could hear, but if he can't talk, legomar, the person can't learn Torah. For Hanua Trei Ilmi, there were two people that were speechless, couldn't talk. Tehebe Bishravusai the Rebbe, they were in the neighborhood of Rebbe, used to come to Rebbe's yeshiva. Who are these two people? Bnei Brate the Rebbe Yechanan ben Gudgona, they were the children of the daughter of Rebbe Yechanan ben Gudgona. The Yamilon, some say, Bnei Achte the Rebbe Yechanan. They were the sons of the sister of Rabbi Yechanan. These two sons were both ilmin, they couldn't talk. Now the ma'isa was, to chol emes tevi'ayah Rabbi. Anytime Rabbi used to come, lebei medrash into the Beis HaMedrash, to give a shiur to learn Torah, hevi'aylu, these two people, these two children, that were speechless, they used to also come in to hear the shiur. The yasvi kamayu, they would sit in front of Rabbi. They were able to listen. They heard the shir. They understood it very good. And they used to move their heads, like to shake, like yes, no. And they used to move their lips also. They used to move their lips as if to say, we're mamish following the shir. So Mora says, the ma'isu was, Uboyi Rebbe Rachmilayu. Rebbe had Rachmanis on them. Rebbe was mispalo that they should become well, they should be able to talk. The Yisusu, and they became well. The Yishtakach, the Gemiri, Hilchasa. Now that they were able to talk, we saw that they knew Hilchasa, Visifra, Visifri, Vakula Hashas. In other words, even though before, when they were speechless, they couldn't talk, but since they were able to hear, they were able to learn. So how could you tell me now what the Pasuk says by Mitzvah Hakil, Laman Yilmadu? You have to be able to learn. That means that somebody that can't talk is Potter from the Mitzvah Hakel. Why is he Potter? Even though you can't talk, as long as you could hear, you could learn. So the Chur, a person that can't talk, but he could hear, he should have a Chiyuv to go to Hakel, to Laman Yilmudu, to learn. So the Gemara answers like this, Amamazutra, Koribe, Laman Yilamedu. the Yud Lamed Mem Dalavov, don't read it Yilmedu, you should come to learn, but rather Yilamedu, like the Bach says. You should read it Yilamedu. You have to come in order to be able to teach Tavis. And to teach Tavis, if you can't talk, you can't teach Tavis. So that's Pshat. Laman Yilamedu means somebody that could teach others has the chiyuv to come to Mitzvah Hakel. But if you're speechless, you can't talk, you can't teach others, you're potter for Mitzvah Hakel. Therefore, the Hekish, you're also potter for Mitzvah Ria. Here comes the Gimel Regolem, you don't have a chiyuv to be on a regal since you can't talk. Rav Ashi says, Vadai Laman Yilamedu. Rav Ashi agrees to this drosha. For sure, when the Pasuk says Laman Yilmedu, it doesn't really mean Yilmedu to learn, it means Yilamedu, you have to be able to teach others. Why? As if you're going to think, Laman Yilmedu, all the Pasuk means, who has the chiyuv to come to Mitzvah Hakel? If you could learn, so Laman Yilmedu, V'chivun D'loy Nishtoy, and you want to tell me, then the pshat is, that if you can't talk, Loy Gomar, you can't learn. Now V'chivun D'loy Shomar, since you can't hear, Loy Gomar, you also can't learn. And so, Hay Milaman Yishmu Nafka. You learn both of the mouth from the word Laman Yishmu. Laman Yishmu means you have to be able to hear. Rashi says. Because these sagadaitach, Milaman Yilmedu, who demash malay? That what Almas Tzriyalei Latana the Chivon, Loi Mishtoi, Loi Gomer Lanashay, if you want to select to have a minute before, that the Pasuk Yilmedu means you have to be able to learn. So it's saying if a person can't talk, he can't learn. If that would be the pshat, the chivon de loy shomer, Rashi says, anan sadid loy gomer. Somebody that can't hear, can't learn. Now, the chivon de tanan, laman yishmu, once we learned the first pasuk laman yishmu, who has the mitzvah hakil? Only somebody that can hear. So what does that mean to hear? It also means you have to be able to learn. And since you can't hear, you can't learn, that's why you potter. So, prat limedava v'yena shemeya. From the word of Laman Yishmu, you have to be able to hear. We know somebody that could talk, but he can't hear, he's putter. Now, we are non-sadi, we know the time of what's the reason. Why does the Torah say Laman Yishmu, you have to be able to hear? The reason is, Mishum Deloy Gomer, because somebody that can't hear can't learn. That's the reason why. Shalay Yovin Koma Ashremim Lefanov, he doesn't understand what you say in front of him. So all this we know from the word Laman Yishmu. Laman Yishmu means you have to be able to hear. For what purpose? Why? Because you have to be able to learn. So if the Pasuk Laman Yishmu is teaching us you have to be able to learn, so the Pasuk says Laman Yilmedu. If it means also you have to be able to learn, so you know both of it from the word Laman Yishmu. What do I have to have the second word Laman Yilmedu for? Lomali Lamahadisu Laman Yilmedu. Prat Lishemeya V'yayni Madaber. If it means somebody that can hear and can't talk. Kivon the Svirule, demand the Lemishtoi Nam Legomar. Since you're telling me now, you have told the Svara that somebody that can't talk can't learn. If this person can't learn, Malaman Yishmu Mamaitle. We know it from the first Pasuk, Laman Yishmu. Now that's the Pshat. If you want to tell me that the Pshat from Laman Yilmedu means you have to be able to learn, and that means the person that can't talk can't learn, so not talking means you can't learn. Now the Pasuk already said, Laman Yishmu, you have to be able to hear. For what purpose do you have to be able to hear? Because you have to be able to learn. So if you're telling me now, not talking, you can't learn, I know that from the word Laman Yishmu. What does they have to say Laman Yilmedu for? Elo the Pshat is like this, Elavadai Svirulei, Demandaloi Mishtoi Nami Gomer. The reason why I need a second Pasuk is because if we would have just said Lo Yishmu, true, Lo Yishmu means if you can't hear, you're potter from the mitzvah. You know why? Because a person that can't hear can't learn, true. But a person that could hear, even though he can't talk, that person could learn. So therefore, from the word Laman Yishmu, I would think he has a chiv to come to Mitzvah Hakil. Because since he could hear, even though he can't talk, but that person could learn, so since he could learn from the Pasuk Laman Yishmu, he's mechuyev to come up. Therefore, I need a second Pasuk, Laman Yilamedu. It means not Yilmedu, but Laman Yilamedu. He has to be able to teach others. So it's not enough that you could learn. You have to be able to teach others. And a person that can't talk can't teach others, therefore he's potter. So therefore, that's how we know, the kids, the new halacha, a person that can't talk. or else a person that can't hear, he's potter from the mitzvahs hakil. He doesn't have to go to hear when the melech reads seifas pashas devarim. And there's a hekesh shua din, he's potter from mitzvahs riyah. Like our mishnah kocha yovin to be heard a regal, but our koponim a cheresh is potter. And a cheresh doesn't only mean both, he's deaf and dumb. It means either one. He's just deaf or else he can't talk. If he can't, he... Omer Rav Tanchu. Tanchu says like this. Cheresh ba'ozno yachas. What about a person is deaf in one ear? One ear he can hear, one ear he can't. He holds potam in a riyah, a chiddush. He's also potam for the mitzvahs, erlu regal. When it comes to Gimur Regolim, he doesn't have to go to the Beis HaMikdash. Shenem the Pasuk says, Biyaznehem, you have to hear it with your two ears. So this is a Ptur Mitzvah Hakel, but we learn out one from the other. For the Gemara of Ahai Biyaznehem, Mi Boilei, that the Pasuk says by Hakel, Hakel Esom Anoshim Ataf, and the says, Leman Yishmu, Leman Yimudu, and Shehir Biyaznehem, for the Gemara, Mi Boilei Biyaznehem, the Kuli Yisrael. That means, that the Melech has to speak in front of the whole Klal Yisrael. He has to say, read Pashas Devarim in front of everybody. That's what Biyaznaya means. Biyaznaya means the Kula Yisrael. Not that he has to hear with your two ears. Have the Gemara know, Ha'umi Neged Kol Yisrael. Nafka, the Pasuk says he has to say it in front of the whole Klal Yisrael. So what's the Pshat from the Pasuk Biyaznayim? That means you have to be able to hear it with your two ears. And if you only hear with one ear, you're potter from Mitzvah Hakel. For the Gemara, im minegel kol Yisrael havemina, I would have thought afagav de leishmiya. I would have thought just the pasuk that the Melech has to say, read the pasha in front of the whole Klal Yisrael. So true, it's enough if the whole Klal Yisrael comes up, then he starts reading it. But who says everybody has to hear it? Maybe it's enough that he says it in front of everybody. But maybe you yait to the mitzvah even if you don't hear it. That's the havemina afagav de leishmiya. Therefore, kosa rachmona biyazneim. That's what the pasuk says biyazneim. V'hu demashmiya, that what do they have to be able to hear it? But maybe hearing means even what's on one ear is called hearing. The chiddush of Biyaznayim is, it's not enough to the melech to say in front of everybody, but he all has to hear it. But maybe even with one ear, since you could hear, you have the chiyah for the mitzvah. Have the Gemara know, v'hu milaman yishmu nafka. The pasuk says laman yishmu, you have to be able to hear. So that you hear, we know from the pasuk laman yishmu. So why does the pasuk say Biyaznayim? With the ears, it means to say you have to be able to hear with your two ears. But if you could only hear with one ear, you also part of a mitzvah hakel, and who are then the hekesh will say that he's part of a mitzvah re also. Amar Rav Tanchum, chigo baragli achas. Let's say a person's lame with one leg. One leg is healthy, and one leg is lame. He also part of in a riyah. He's also part of to be on a regal. He's part of in a riyah. Shenem, the pasuk says, regolim, shalosh regolim. So regolim means with your feet, we dash it. Even though it means regolim, doesn't say shalosh pomim, it says shalosh regolim. So regolim means you have to use your two legs. Only somebody that can walk with his two legs has the mitzvah of the regal. If you can't walk with two legs, you're potter. Freddy Gemara, for regolim iboyle, prat labale kabin. That's somebody else. Balei Kabin, Rashi says, it means, Kishechotchu Ragleim, a person, Rachmon, has had his feet chopped off. Nitnu Kav Kotin, Beseif Shukla, they put a wooden leg on him. Veneisnum Bay Muchin, Beseimech, Seif Shukla Lov. A person that has two wooden legs, how do we know he's potter to be on the regal? Lamaise, he could walk, he has two wooden legs. That's the Pasuk Regola, it means, you have to have your own feet. So, Chur, we need Regolem to say Prat if his feet are amputated, is off. So how do we know that here that a person has his 2 feet? Just with 1 foot is lame. Lame, he can't walk. How do you know his butter? Have the Gemara, who me pomim nafka. It also says gimu pomim. From the word pomim, it also means you have to have your own feet. So from the word pomim, it also means feet. We know you have to have your own feet and not if you have a wooden foot. From the word regolim, it means you have to be able to walk with your 2 feet. The Tanya will learn like this. Pomim, the Pasuk says Pomim also, and Pomim ela regolim. Pomim means your feet. The Chayinu Wayim of the Pasuk says in Shayohu, Tirmesena, Rogel, Ragli, Oni, Pame, Dalim. It means they'll uproot your feet, and your feet of an Oni, and Pame, Dalim is even the feet of 4 people also. So Pomim means, regolim means the feet. So since the Torah says sometimes Gimur Pomim, that means you have to be able to walk with your own feet. So what does it say, Gimel Regolim? Regolim means you have to be able to use your 2 feet. And if 1 foot is lame, you're part of a mitzvah's only regal. For Yom, another pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, Ma yofu pamayich ba'anolim bas nodiv. How nice are your steps when you're walking with your feet of ba'anolim bas nodiv, of the princesses. We'll soon see what that means. Rashi pamecha banolim, alma babale manolim shachi pamin. That's all people that have feet, it's talking about his steps. Uvariyaksiv sholish pamim bashoni yerokos rucha. It says sholish pamim also. It says in Torah sometimes gimel regolim, and sometimes it says sholish pamim. So for the word pamim, we know you have to have your own feet. For the word gimel regolim means both have to be usable. Now, Dorish Rav, Rav Adashins. My disciple, what does the pasuk in Shir Hashirim say? Ma yofu pamayich, how nice are your steps, your feet. Banolim bas nodiv, of the shoes of a bas nodiv, of a prince. That means, kamen noyim ragleim shal Yisrael. How nice are the feet, the steps of Klal Yisrael. Bishor sholim the regal. At the times when they go to the regal, like Hashem likes it, it's a nice mitzvah that you walk in to go to the Beis Hamikdash. Bas nodiv, what does the pasuk mean? Bas nodiv, the prince. Vita shel Avram Avinu. It means the daughter of Avram Avinu. Shenikra Nodiv. It was called Nodiv. That was Avram Avinu's daughter. Shrasha Shenikra Nodiv. Al Shem Shenodvo Liboy Lahake Boroi. That Kodesh Baruch Hu like donated his heart to be Makar Hashem L'Kfoit Shemayim. So that's why his daughter is called Nodiv. Shenem the Pasuk says Nedive Amim Nesofu. Am Elokei Avram. So we dash in Elokei Avram V'Elokei Yitzchak V'Yaakov. What does it mean, the Diva Yamim, the princesses, get together? That's the arm of the Elokei Avram. Why only Elokei Avram? The Mordashans, Elokei Avram, show you Tchila Legerim. Avram Avinu was the first one to be like a Ger. Avram was Tchila Legerim. Rashi says, Tosis learns Pshat Tchila Legerim, Shenetzavu ala Mila Tfei, Mikol Arsim Shlefonov. How the Gerim means, like he was the first one to have a bris milah that made him into a yid, so he's called Tchilas the Gerim. Other Mepharshim learned that the whole Yisrael of Avraham Avinu, Tchilas the Gerim means he was the first one to have the smidah of being misguided people. Like he was the first one to be Makar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not just for himself, but he went out to be misguided other people, to be mashpi upon other people. That's the pshat from Tchilas the Gerim. He was the first one to make Gerim in Klal Yisrael. That's why we dash this pasuk, my yofu pamayich, ba'anolim bas nodif. Vaita. Omer Rav Kana, Doresh Rav Nosim ba'amin yumi, Mishum Rebbe Tanchum, my dichsiv, what does the pasuk say in Bereshis? The bore they threw Yosef into, rake, it says it was empty, ain't by mine, there's no water there. So Omer has the kasha, mimashma shinemma ba'bor rake, since the pasuk says the bore, the pit, was empty. Is any day a shame by mayim? Don't I know there's no water there? Why does the pasuk have to say there's no water there? Ela the mardashins mayim ain't boy. There was no water there. Avu nechoshim v'yakrovim yesh boy. But there were snakes and scorpions were there. So trashy avu nechoshim v'yakrovim yesh boy. Lohoyu reik ela b'mayim was only empty from water. But I call upon them snakes were there. So we spoke out of all the pasha, the kasha, the mefarshim is that Reuven wanted to save Yosef. So Reuven said, let's not kill Yosef, but rather what should we do? Throw him into the boar. Amad the Maestah, how did he save Yosef? He threw him into the boar that had snakes and scorpions. The mal escaped, a snake, a scorpion, eats you up and kills you. So what was Reuven's big atzola? What did he go to save Yosef by throwing him into a boar that had snakes there? So some learned with the Gemara, Shabbos Mashmir was D20 Amos, and they couldn't see it. So they didn't know the snakes were there. Shmeh Pshat. Pashad, you throw your brother into a bar, you look down. The 20 yamas means the mal, you don't look there. But you could see what's doing 20 yamas lamalo. So here they threw Yosef into a bar. Mistalma, they looked there to see what's doing inside the bar. So they saw there were snakes there. So what did Reuven gain by throwing his brother into the snakes? The snakes would eat him up. So he spoke out that some of Pashad want to learn. The pshat is that the Gemara says that was once a wild snake around the Mechnina Ben Dois's neighborhood. It was killing people. So what happened was, Yechnina ben Daisa went to the hole of the snake and put his foot on top of the snake, and the snake came up and bit him, and the snake died, not from the Yechnina. So the Gemara says, Yechnina says, from here we see, it's not the snake that kills you, it's the chet that kills you. If a person deserves to be killed, the snake will kill you. If you don't deserve to be killed, if you didn't do a chet, the snake can't kill you. So that's the Pshat Reuben also we spoke about. Before Hashem say, the brothers, the Pshat was paskenois that Yosef had a chiyuv misa. So Mel, they held the mechuyev to kill him. Reuben had a doubt if Yosef was mechuyev misa or not. He wasn't sure. So he figured, you know what I'll do? I'll throw him into this burn now that has the snakes there. And I'll see if the snakes eat him up, the Pshat did that he was mechuyev misa. So it's very good, he deserves to be killed. But on the pshat that he didn't do any chet Yosef, and he doesn't deserve to be killed, their brothers were for sure Yosef would be saved. So that's what Yosef saved Yosef. His saving wasn't the real saving, but our co-partner, he threw him into the bar to be seen if he deserves to be killed or not.
Alright, this drasha says chumash. That's what's good also, that the Chazal would say, the first one went to save Yosef was Yehuda. Yehuda was the first one to save him. So Kashra's eye, Reuven went to save him before. Tess's Reuven didn't go to save Yosef. Reuven just wanted to see if Yosef really deserves to be killed or not. That's why he threw him into this burrow with the snakes are there. The first one to went to save him was Yehuda. Right. Tana Rabbanan. Ma'isav Reb Yechanan ben Bruka. Reb Elazar ben Chasmo. Shehochu lahakpo p'nei Reb Yeshu b'pkiyin. They both went to be early regal mustam to see the Rebbe. They went to see Reb Yeshua the Rebbe. So when they came to the Rebbe of Yeshua, Omelhem, so the Rebbe said to them, to Reb Lezer and Chasmo, and Reb Yechon and Abruka, Machidu Shoy Beis HaMedrash, Hayoyim. What did Kiddush to you, Tamidim, here in the Beis HaMedrash? So Omelhem, the answer back to the Rebbe, Talmid Chonu, we your Talmidim, Omeimecho Anu Shoysim, from your water we drink. Like to say, you're the Rebbe, you're asking us what we learn new. We're coming to ask you for something. Is Amalem, so the Rebbe yes, Rebbe Shur answered back and said, no. Afa Pekin, even so, Iyev Shalom Beis HaMedrash B'lo Chiddush. Even though I'm the Rebbe, but I call upon him, you are in the Beis HaMedrash today, anytime you go into the Beis HaMedrash, Mestama, there's some Chiddush there, let me hear over what they were talking about today in the Beis HaMedrash. So he said, Shabbos Shumi Hoysa. Like, who was the Baal Darshan today? Who said the Jerusha today? Who was the Rosh of this week? So remember, they said, Shabbos or Rebbe Loza Ben Azai Hoysa. It was Rebbe Loza Ben Azai Shabbos. What did he say in Joshua on? Hagodah Hayyim? Or Mulas, he answered back to Pashas Hakel. He was talking about the Smith's Hakel. You have a chiyuv to go to hear the, on the Yom Tiv to hear the Kriyas HaTorah from the Melech. Umadorishba, what did he dashin? The Pasuk says, Hakel Esom. You have to gather together the whole nation. Who are Noshim, the men, who are Noshim, the ladies, who are Taf and the children. So the question is, Im anoshim boyim lumud. That's good. The men come to learn. Noshim boyis l'shemoya. What do the ladies come for? Just to hear. Even though they won't understand everything. So I call upon them to hear. They'll come out some Yerushimayim. They'll get something. Just l'shemoya. Mashma not to learn. Taiz brings down here. Noshim l'shemoya. Yom Rabbi Yishalmi. Deloike ben Azai. Diyom achayiv odim alame levita Torah. But as it says, you have a chiyuv to teach your daughter Torah. And there is mashma, the daughters, the wives, did not come to learn Torah. They only came to hear. From hearing, you get Yerushimayim from here. So it's good, it's good why the ladies came also. But the kasher is tough. Loma boy, what do you bring your children for? The young babies, they can't hear, they can't learn. What do you bring the babies to Mitzvah Hakel for? So my answer is, k'deilita in tzchad l'meviyim. They give tzchad to the parents that are bringing them. So the Sam Tez brings down the bottom here. The Yitzchal of Avim, the Yalzeh Somchu, Lovi Ketanu Beis HaKnesses. That's a Ksas meaning why people bring their young kids to the Beis HaKnesses. It's not like the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim says it was up to him to tell all parents leave their kids home. Kids belong home until they can start davening. When they're not a daven, they'll come to shul. Because the Mali says you start bringing the kids to shul when they're young, what they do in shul is they come to play. So they're grown up, they're brought up to know. You know what? Shul is a playground. So when they come older, it's still a playground for them. They say, ask him, he'll tell you, don't bring your kids to shul until they're old enough to daven. The playground should be at home. Go over here in the Tosef and show me, smash right, not like that. Vice says, an Indian, to yet to bring your kids. Alright. The more says, an Indian, they lita in tzcha revim. Vice says, the parents that bring the kids get tzcha for bringing them. Vice says, it's harder to come with your kids, it shows the chshivis. Something that's so chashiv, you want to bring your whole family there. So you bring your kids there also, it shows that you're machshiv, you think very highly of this Indian, this Mitzvah Hakel, so it's char for you also. Right. So Amalehem, so the Rebbe of Yeshua answered back to him and said, Magoli is toiv ha'is of Yotchem. You had a beautiful gem, a diamond you had here, this pshat. Uvikashtem liovdin, you want to lose it from me. Like Yeshua told to me right away, saying a very good pshat here.
V'yoy dorish, deni dashin vayta. V'yoy dorish, Pasuk says, as Hashem her ma'atur hayoyim. V'Hashem her mircha hayoyim. Like we make Hashem great, and Hashem made us great. What does that mean? Omer lema kodesh baruch li Yisrael. Atem asisuni chativ achas b'olam. You made me like somebody special, the only one in the world. Hashem says, I'll make you also, Klai Yisrael, you back also, a special nation. What does that mean? Atem asisuni chativ achas b'olam. You, Klai Yisrael, made me Hashem special, the siv, Shema Yisrael. Hashem, lokeinu Hashem echod. We say that Hashem is echod, Hashem is special. So Hashem said back, I'll also make you back a special nation in the world. So now when the Pasuk says, Mi kamcha Yisrael guyechad boritz. Who is like my great nation, Klai Yisrael? Hashem is made Klai Yisrael something special. V'yafu Pasuk v'dorish. So where it says now, V'yafu, it means Rav Elazar ben Azariah. He also started to darshan. The other Gersa, there were Mashur's Gershes, Rabbi Yeshua now started to dashim. Not Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, but Rabbi Yeshua. That's more mashma that, because up until now, mashma, Rabbi Yeshua told the Tamidim, tell him something. So the Tamidim were telling Rabbi Yeshua. Now Rabbi Yeshua, the Rebbe, started to dashim. That's where the Mashur says it should be. The Yafu Posach Medorosh. The Posach says in Kehelis, Divrei Chachomim Targot Kador Bonus. The words of Chomim are like a stick, like a staff. Ukamasmoris netuyim, and like sticks that are sticking like nails that are netuyim, planted straight up. Balaya sufis, that the people are gathered together. Nisnu meroyachas, that's giving from one shepherd. So it sounds like this. Lomo nimshlo divre Torah ladarben. Why is the divre Torah Chomim means here the Torah? The Torah that Chomim say is called kedarbonus, like a staff. Why is it called like a staff? Leimeloch, ma darben zeh, just like this staff that you use, is mechaven es ha-poro tamiyeha, is a type of a staff you use to make the poro, the cow, go on the right path. When he's plowing the grounds, you want him to walk on the right path to plow the right ground. Is lohaitzi chayim, mechaven es ha-poro tamiyeha, lohaitzi chayim leilam, in order that the produce should grow, like you want the cow to plow the right part of the ground, that things should grow, you should have food to eat from to live on, is ask Divrei Torah the same thing. When we learn Torah, Divrei Torah, Mechuvonim Eslam Deyim, it puts the people that learn Torah on the right way. Midarke Misa Darke Chaim, it takes you away from Darke Misa and puts you to Darke Chaim. So therefore, Divrei Chorim Kedarbonus means the Divrei Chachamim, the Torah you learn, strains you out like a staff that puts you on the right road to go to Chaim. Taita, Ima Darben Zeh, if just like a staff, Metaltel, you could move around. Av Divrei Torah Metaltelin, Divrei Torah also you can move around. Sometimes yes, sometimes no, or else you could change the Pshan, the Torah. It's changeable what the Torah means. It's like metaltim, you can move around. Talmud Omer, the Pasuk says, no, kimas morus. It's like pegs, a strong nail. So the mori ima mismor, ze chosar, v'lo yosar. Just like a nail, a peg, there's only one peg. As much as you have, that's the peg that's holding it in. You can't have more there, though. Maybe av divrei Torah chaserim v'lo yiserim. Divrei Torah is only what we have, and there's nothing more to it. Talmud Omer, the Pasuk says, netuyim, it's like planted. That man that tiyazu, just like a plant, pora v'rovin, grows and grows and grows. Av divrei Torah, pora v'rovin. There's no limit to how much to understand the Torah. The Torah we have, the more you learn, the more you understand, the more it grows and grows. Then the Pasuk says, Bala yasufais, that means the people that gather together come in groups. That means, Elo tamidei chachamim, she yoshvin asufas asufais. They're sitting groups and groups. The Yoskim Batorah and learning Torah. Halolu Mitamim Velolu Matarim. These people say the Lachrit is Tamei. These people say it's Torah. Halolu Yoskim Velolu Matirim. Machlaikisin. The same Halacha. They say it's also, they say it's Mutter. Halolu Poslim Velolu Machshirim. They say it's Posel. They say it's Machshir. Shema Yoimer Odom. Maybe a person would say, Heicha Nilo Matorah Meyata. How can I learn Torah then? I come to a place, there's a machlokes. What's the locha? He says mutter, he says osur. He says kosher, he says treif. How can I learn Torah? Talmudim, and the pasuk says no. Kulam nitnu meroy yechad. This is all the same pasuk in Kehelis. The whole Torah was given from one roya, from one shepherd. And kelechad nosnu. One HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah. Paranesechad amorim. Mi pi odon. And Moshe Rabbeinu gave it over to Klai from pi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol ha-maisim baruch hu. Everything is there from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Yisrael, the Pasuk says, V'yadabu lakim as kol ha-dvar meila. Is avata you also asayos necha ki afachsis. Put your ears strong to hear the Torah. And be crying for you a heart that understands. Lishmoya, to hear. As divrei matamim, as divrei matarim. And ichnami, the machlekes in the two svaras, you put your mind to understand the machlekes. Understand why one says tamei, why one says tor. As divrei oisim, as divrei matirim. Understand why they say oisim, why they say matir. As divrei peslim, as divrei machshirim. And you should understand that's all Torah. There are svaras in Torah.